You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into another in-season edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. I'm Daniel Versteeg, pleased to be joining you here on the Coach's Corner. Today, we're going to be talking boys basketball. We'll have Dave Irwin on. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, getting the season going for them. They've started off 0-3, but I have no doubt this week could include a couple of wins for the Bulldogs, as long as they can get things taken care of. So we'll talk with Coach Irwin about what the Bulldogs need to do to get back on the right track. And we'll also be chatting with the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. It's Coach Mike Langle. His team's already on the right track. Boy, they are playing some stellar basketball right now. They scored 84 points against Akron Westfield on Tuesday and shot, what was the official number? I had 66% from the floor against Trinity Christian last night, and 65%. I had missed a shot there. So just a fantastic night for the Jays. Fantastic week. Fantastic start to the year. They're 5-0, 2-0 in War Eagle Conference action. So we'll talk all about with Mike Langle about, what's allowing them to have the success to start the year. That's coming up later on the Coach's Corner. From yesterday, the sports schedule got a little bit shrunk just because of the weather. The War Eagle Conference schedule was really slim outside of Trinity Christian and Galen Catholic. In fact, it was non-existent outside of Trinity Christian and Galen Catholic. So quickly, some scores on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. In War Eagle Conference girls basketball, Trinity Christian outlasted Galen Catholic in overtime, 46-43. In Western Valley Conference girls basketball, this was a huge win for Kingsley Pearson. They beat 10th-ranked Ridgeview 47-41 behind another double-double from star freshman Sydney Duskett. 5th-ranked Westwood beat Woodbury Central 69-25. 12th-ranked West Monona over OABCIG 49-45. MVAOCOU over River Valley 64-45. And Lawton Bronson beat Siouxland Christian 63-33. In boys basketball, of course, the Galen Catholic Jays beat Trinity Christian 77-31. In Western Valley Conference action, Kingsley Pearson beat Ridgeview 53-43. Westwood blew by Woodbury Central 74-42. River Valley over MVAOCOU 53-47. And OABCIG beat West Monona 73-52. All those scores and more can be found on our website there. It's at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, click on Sports Scores and Results in the drop-down menu. This Coach's Corner program every Saturday morning is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Well, let's get our first break in. When we come back, Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, will join us talking about the start to the year and how the Bulldogs can get things turned around for the next couple of contests before the Christmas break. Dave Irwin joins us when we come back. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. And we are joined by the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. That's Coach Dave Irwin. His team is 0-3 after a loss to Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln on Tuesday. And then, well, the snow kind of had its way with their contest that was supposed to happen on Thursday with Western Christian. So only one game this week. But, Coach, we can also talk about last week for you guys, a couple of losses to Unity and to Sergeant Bluff Luton. And obviously not the start you would have liked out of your guys. Just tell me what that first week of competition was like. What kind of things were you able to see from your guys in the first two games?
Well, it certainly isn't the way you want to start off on a season, but it also isn't something necessarily that was unexpected, especially when you think about the fact that we didn't bring anything back from a year ago in regards to points, rebounds, playing time, things like that. But it was a more disappointing start just simply because I thought we would be a little bit further ahead. I didn't think we performed near as well as what I think we're going to be capable of, which is also, I guess, a good point. We certainly don't want to be playing our best basketball in November and December, but I was able to see, especially through the first three games, that we got a lot of work to do. We got some things that we got to take care of. We certainly have to find a little bit of consistency and probably more importantly, get some roles identified for some of our guys.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, consistency will come. As far as roles are concerned, what do you just need somebody to kind of stand out as the guy who's, you know, going to be your main rebounder or things like that?
Yeah, well, you know, we just have to have guys do it on their own. It's not necessarily a job that's going to be mine. Ultimately, I got to make that decision. But more often than not, guys force your hand, and they make it so you have to identify specific roles. And right now, you know, we have 12 guys, which is a great luxury, but it's also extremely difficult to find that chemistry with 12 guys. It's extremely difficult to find time for 12 guys. I don't anticipate being able to do that through the course of the year. It's nice to have the ability to play a number of guys, but 12 guys in a given night and you're trying to juggle 32 minutes over five spots for 12 guys, it's extremely difficult to do, and it's not probably necessarily something that the guys want to experience either. So we need guys to just step forward and say, okay, this is my spot, and this is what I can do, and we're still kind of searching for that a little bit.
Yeah, Coach, I know the first two games of the year were really disappointing as far as the turnover number was concerned. That's obviously not something you want to see. That's not something you want your guys to experience. What was going on in the first couple of games that, you know, the guys were turning it over and were being just kind of careless with the basketball?
Yeah, and you know, I don't think it really changed so much from game one, two, or three. You know, we've played three games and we have 71 turnovers, and that, if you do the math, that's obviously well over 20 a game and completely unacceptable, and you're not going to win many games doing that. You know, the difference between our AL game on Tuesday and the two games the first week was just simply our approach. You know, we played with a little bit of an attitude. We played with a little bit of confidence, and it showed. And I think we the competitiveness came out of us a little bit on Tuesday against AL. Now, the week before, I thought we played extremely hard, but I didn't think we played with any intent. We didn't play with that competitive edge. It was just like, okay, we're going through the motions. We're here. We got a game today. We're going to play hard. But it wasn't necessarily the competitive group that, you know, I'd been accustomed to watching over the years. So those are the things that we have to find consistency with our approach, certainly. But, yeah, the turnover numbers, they have to come down. They, you know, I want it around 10 or 12, and we're at a little over 20 right now. So we've got a few a few to shave off there.
Dave Irwin's with us. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Basketball. And while the turnover number didn't come down on Tuesday, I was really impressed. And I know you had some things you talked about there, and the way you guys played against a very good AL squad who's won the conference in each of the last three seasons. What did it take for them to kind of play, you know, with a purpose a little bit more? They were playing hard the first two games, like you said. Yeah, that's great and all, but they played with a bit more of a purpose on Tuesday. What did it take to get that instilled in them and get them ready for that?
Well, there was no magic wand thrown at them or anything like that. I think it was a lot of self-evaluation and a lot of watching our first two games. And to be honest, it was not Lamar's basketball. It was embarrassing, and I think they felt that, and I think they understood that. You're not going to win too many varsity basketball games in Northwest Iowa scoring 26 points. So you have to find a way to change your approach. You have to find a way to change your attitude and say, hey, listen, you know, this is all new. We've got to do some things a little different. You know, one of my big things that I've preached to them over the years is you do what you always do, you're going to get what you've always got. And we lived by that the first two games. And I think the guys did some self-evaluation and recognized, hey, that's not working. And that's kind of where we're at. So this is going to be a major work in progress. We have to, we just have to continue to look forward. We got to forget about, you know, and this is really, really difficult for me to say because I like to win as much as anybody. We have to forget about the end result, and we have to worry about getting better every single step of the game from tip to buzzer. You know, we can't take two steps forward and three steps back anymore. You know, we're in the middle of it, and sometimes, you know, things have to get a little worse before they get better. And hopefully we've experienced the worst part, and hopefully last Tuesday against LA or AL was a step in the right direction for us.
Well, it absolutely, I think it definitely was. Talking about that game a little bit, you go from 26 to 53 points on the board. You were with AL throughout the end of that contest. Talk to me about what was working better for you offensively in that contest. What kind of things were working to finally get the result at least on the scoreboard as far as more points is concerned?
Well, I just think we played with a little bit more confidence. We weren't necessarily, in reality, we didn't necessarily shoot the basketball extremely well. We had guys miss shots that typically we're going to make later on. We had some careless turnovers, but we played with just a little bit of confidence to where we felt like and at least acted like we belonged on the court. I think we really struggled with that against Unity, and certainly with Sergeant Bluff. We just it is so hard to pinpoint what all went wrong, but obviously if anybody was there, they saw that a lot was wrong. And I thought we just did a good job. I just really liked our guys' attitude. You know, I think they're buying into the fact that, hey, this isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to be a process. And to be honest, losing the game on Thursday night against Western was not the worst thing in the world for us. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a team that needs time in the gym to get better, and we don't necessarily need to be playing two, three games a week yet. You know, I liked it back my first few years here at Lamar's where we were playing three or four, maybe five games at the most before Christmas, and this year our schedule has eight, which isn't perfect for when you're trying to deal with all new guys.
Right, and I'm more eager to see you play Western at the new date in January than I was, say, on Thursday night. But the growth. How much does I know this kind of whole replacing a whole varsity team is not something you're totally used to. But when it comes to getting them ready to play, what's more valuable? That time you can mold them in practice, and the time you can stop them and say, hey, here's what you're doing wrong, here's what you need to do right? Or is it sometimes, in some scenarios, just throwing them into the fire and you know, letting them figure it out, then going back to the film later on and kind of highlighting it?
Yeah, this is something that my father and my brothers were coaches out in Indiana for. Well, Dad did it for close to 40 years. Okay. But, you know, we used to always start practice October 15th. So we'd have a good 25, 30 practices in before we play a game. Here we get 10 or 12. Yeah. And then we play on Tuesday and Friday. And sometimes, you know, like this week, it was actually a schedule of Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And obviously we had some weather issues and changed. But when you're playing a game and you have really one good day to practice try to correct some things that maybe you're not doing so well, it's extremely difficult. I could, if we could play one game a week right now and have 4 or 5 days to fix some things or to really work on some things, and then, you know what, let's go try that. Let's play another game. But that's not how the schedule's built, and it's certainly not how everybody would want it. That's what this team right here needs. So I'm not complaining about the game cancellations this week, because we just need a little extra time to work on some of the things that we need to get better at. And obviously, if anyone's watched us play, there's a significant number of those things. But the best part about them is I truly, truly believe they're correctable. And I guess it just falls on me to find the terminology that's going to help these guys get through it.
Dave Irwin's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. I think the bright spot about this, too, is that I'm seeing guys have impact and major impact on games so far that I probably didn't think would have as much of an impact of a contest. When you were telling me about Ben Martin, I kind of expected him for a performance like he had at AL where he picks up a double-double, things like that. But, Coach, I don't know about you. I've been very pleasantly surprised with some Andrew Fifita play and Bo Wadley, how he plays on the defensive end. Those two guys are really kind of buying into just doing the little things, getting the job done so that, Lamar's can be successful.
Well, that's why I personally have some hope for this. It might not look like it after three games in, and especially the worst part is we played so poorly at home and with our home fans watching. But the best part about this is there's hope. There is guys like Bo Wadley and Andrew Fifita, and you can go right down the list. Every kid has some strengths. Now we just have to find a way to put them all together and get them all on the same page on the same night. And I think eventually I hope, at least, that this is a team that people are going to come and really enjoy watching. Now, this is not a team. I don't want anybody to confuse this. This is not a team that's going to go out and score 60, 70, 80 points. That's not what this team's strength is going to be. This team's strength is going to be grinding it out. And to be honest, it's probably going to be an ugly game because of how we're going to play. I mean, we have to make things ugly for the other team, especially with our intensity and our effort on the defensive end. But, you know, we're also not, I think we've shown up to this point, we're not going to light the rim on fire. No. So if you're not going to do that, that certainly means that efficiency is going to be a huge key. And when I say efficiency, I just mean we can't turn the dang ball over.
Yeah, absolutely. On that defensive end, I mean, you guys have been, yes, like you said, very physical, very intense, very in your face on the defensive end, kind of forcing that grinded out kind of tempo. I've been really impressed with the guys still being physical, playing hard-nosed basketball, while not getting yourselves into foul trouble. I think that would be the cherry on top with all the turnovers you've committed and things like that. But how have the guys been able to, you know, a lot of times keep themselves under control? They're still picking up fouls, but they're not totally hindering you.
Well, yeah, that the one thing that you won't find me questioning too much about this group is they're physically pretty tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, they play with a certain toughness to them. Now we have to learn to confront toughness and not be dumb about it, and we just have to be a smart tough, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. We can't get carried away. We like to compete. We like to be physical. We can't overdo it. And you know, the most impressive thing about us defensively is not necessarily reflected in the numbers, primarily because you think about it. Abe Lincoln scored 60 points on us on Tuesday night, and we gave up 21 of those 60 points were because we turned the dang ball over.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're turning the ball over in the open court. So it's, same thing with Unity. You know, when you have 27 turnovers, unless they're dead ball turnovers, they're hurting you. And even a dead ball turnover is hurting you, but at least you can set up your defense. We got to quit turning the ball over in the open court where we give them transition buckets. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have to play with that toughness right now. I mean, we have to find ways to keep the ball out of the hoop.
How has that toughness been shown on the offensive end? Because you guys are moving the ball up the floor, at least trying to move the ball up the floor quickly. You're trying to get to your offense quickly and things like that. How much has that toughness been shown offensively? And then I guess maybe another part of that too is how much more does it need to be there? Because toughness under the basket allows you to make those open bunnies that you maybe miss on Tuesday.
Right. So that now we have the physical toughness, which I'm not questioning at all with our guys, because they come out and they're ready to roll. It's the mental toughness, and the mental toughness shows with the missed bunnies, you know, the lack of concentration, the silly turnovers where you have the lack of concentration or the apathy on the pass or the dribble, whatever the case may be. That's a lack of mental toughness, and that's where we have to improve. That we have to get better on that end. Now, we've also, in three games, I think we have 7 or 8 charges called against us. That tells me we're not afraid to go after people. But now we have to do it in a smart way.
Right.
You know, we can't just be out of control. And that's probably a word that's more important, is we've got to get ourselves under control with that toughness, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely it does. It's I've noticed that too. A lot of drives and a lot of, again, not shying away from the physicality, but knowing when to go after it as well. You know, you've got... obviously you didn't have a game the last couple of days. You were scheduled for one on Thursday, but then this week I like this week of games for you. You get live bullets, you get live competition, but it's not, you know, the number 4 team in 2A or a team who wins your conference every year or something like that. You get TJ and you get North, both at home, both with a chance to give your home fans something to be excited about. What's kind of the outlook of this week for you guys, and what do you have to do to get better and to get the job done?
Well, you know, we have opportunities for sure, and really, ultimately for me, I want us to come in and I want us to be better mentally. I want us to take care of the basketball. I want us to finish, and I want us to come out and play with that edge, play with some confidence. But above all else, let's play under control. Let's get ourselves under control. Let's do what we do. Let's play how we play. If we do that, our guys are going to be fine. We've just got to find that little bit of consistency, that little bit of chemistry that I talked about at the very beginning. And this team is, you know, they're frustrating. They're extremely unique, but they have potential, because some of the things that these guys do, you just can't teach. I mean, you can't teach kids to love to go out and just defend. And these guys take pride in it. They like to go out and they like to be physical on the defensive end. And that's kind of fun, because that's stuff that's so hard and probably to a certain extent impossible to teach. These guys have that. And now we have to find it on the other side of the basketball.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good opportunity to get that righted, get that found out on the offensive side of the ball, and hopefully the results come this week as well. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck to you guys this week.
Daniel, have a great weekend, and thanks again for everything you do for both Lamar's and Galen.
It's my pleasure, Dave. That's Dave Irwin. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. We're back on the Coach's Corner after this on KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year, At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Thanks to Dave Irwin for joining us earlier on. Now joining us is the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball. That's Coach Mike Langle. His team off to a great start. 5-0 on the year so far. Wins over Akron Westfield, Trinity Christian this week with three wins the week prior. And Coach, first of all, you guys are lighting nets on fire, it seems like, with the way you guys can shoot, with the way you guys can score the basketball. What does that come from? Where has that come from here to start the year?
Oh, I mentioned it last night. I think we just have a nice steady rotation with our players. This year it kind of works out really nice that way, and the kids are pretty comfortable when they're coming in and they know they're going to get a little break, try to keep their legs strong and stuff. And so they get a little break and then they're right back in. And I think their confidence and just try to take the pressure off the shot a little bit, you know, as far as a coach. And so they've been shooting the ball pretty good with just being relaxed and face it. We got some good shooters on this team. So, I mean, you can't take that away from anybody. So, that's kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that, you know, the rotation aspect. And, you talk about guys being relaxed and things like that. But how important is having that good rotation of guys that you're always able to bring in a guy off the bench? The depth is so good that you can just keep guys coming in after a couple minutes of rest. How important is that to your team?
I think it's very important. It gives we just have a steady rotation that I just put them in every couple minutes, but it gives them a chance to come off, talk to Coach Wilchin maybe if they got some questions offensively, or talk to myself or Coach Kellen on the defensive end. If there's something going on, we could talk to them for them a minute or two and kind of get them, you know, give them some confidence, and then they get right back out on the floor, and hopefully they listen, and which they've been doing a nice job of, and taking advantage of that.
Well, they've definitely been listening. I mean, this is a team that can do no wrong, it seems like. When it comes to the you know, games you've had this week, you guys were getting out to hot starts. You scored 26 points in the first quarter last night, and you had a big start again against Akron Westfield. How valuable is that to be able to start hot, to be able to get the lead as big as you can early on, and then you can just kind of ride with it the rest of the game?
Yeah, that was actually one of my main focuses coming into this fall at practice and stuff. I've kind of watched them in football and in basketball last year and so on, that they've kind of been a slow starting a group. And that was kind of a focus that we as coaches really focused on, is trying to get them out in practice
get them out right away, get things going, and, you know, changed our practice plan up just a bit just to try to get them to be ready to step on the court and practice and be ready to step on the floor and have play the game. So far that's been working good. We've been throwing some full court defensively on the beginning of the games, and I think that gets their blood pumping, their heart flowing, and they're within a few seconds they're ready to go.
And that's got to help, you know, for future reference. I realize you haven't been in one of these games yet fully anyway, but to be able to play four full quarters, it's got to be really nice to see that stamina through practice, see that stamina early on in the contest, because that's got to suggest that maybe come quarter number three, quarter number four, they should be still pretty well energized and still pretty strong out there.
Yeah, and that's absolutely, and that's kind of getting back to that rotation. And we get breaks for the guys, get them off, get them a drink, get them relaxed a little bit, trying to keep their legs for that fourth quarter. And we have some great guys coming off the bench as far as, you know, the starters. We have, you know, two or three kids that can come off the bench and also step in there and give a few more minutes break for the starters if we're in a game where we're going to need them down the stretch, so that's important also.
Mike Langle's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, talking about the great 5-0 start to the year. There's a bunch of guys we could talk about here throughout the start of your year, but I want to talk about Keaton Logan a little bit. Obviously the other Keaton on your team with Keaton Bonderson is going to get a lot of the credit with his 20 points a night so far to start the year and things like that. But I love Keaton Logan's nearly 7 assists a contest. And you mentioned him last night as a guy who's a very vocal leader when it comes to timeouts, or he's really good at seeing things that the guys need to be aware of. Talk about his leadership and how that then, you know, exposes itself when it comes to his passing ability as well.
Yeah, Keaton's a key part of our team this year. Like we said, Bondo, he gets 20, and he's really improved his defense this year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're kind of expected that from Bondo, but I think he does a great job. But I think Keaton Logan has really stepped up and took the leadership role this year. He leads us in rebounds. He leads us in assists. He's nearly averaging 10 points a game. And like I said last night, he's really nice. He's nice feedback for Coach Wilchin and myself on what might be going on out there. He's always talking to his teammates and in situations, you know, that hey, we can do this, or we can get a back door on this guy, or he just sees the game so well that it's really beneficial for the rest of the team.
Yeah, and they seem to use him so well, and obviously they take his passes and they make something with it as well. There's another guy too, Drake DeRocher. His shooting ability was fully on display last night, but man, he's nearly hit 50% of his 3-point shots. As a junior last year, he was solid. What's it taken for him to grow from that kind of role player junior to now being one of your top shooters this year?
Well, Drake puts a ton of work in on the off season. He's gotten a weight room. He's gotten stronger. He's constantly going to the gym and shooting, and that all. I knew someday. I know last year he was maybe a little disappointed on what he ended up with a little bit as far as his numbers, but I knew you know, it was going to be beneficial to him if he kept working hard. And this year so far, it is. It's been beneficial. He's leading us in 3-point shots and shooting really nice average there. And not only that, his defense, perimeter defense especially, has been spot on. And so he's really stepped up, become a kind of a little bit of a leader too. The kids look up to him also, and he just loves the game of basketball, and that's really what it is. He loves to play basketball.
You've mentioned this now a couple of times. We're chatting with Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. And you talked about the defense from of all three guys we talked about, the Keatons, Drake, and everybody involved right now. Because defensively, probably not your best season last year. What have you guys done to improve that defense, and how has that been on display here in the first five games?
Well, I said earlier in the season that I take some of the faults of last year. I came out and did some different things, ran some different zones, and all my friends know that I'm not a big zone guy, and and try to run some different styles of man-to-man, just thinking that it would be helpful. And actually Coach Kellen told me, he said, "Coach, why are you trying to invent the wheel? Go to your old man-to-man that you've run for years and years that you have had teams do very well with, and get back to that." So that's what we did. We got back to our just straight up man-to-man, and this year with the athletes that I have, it was pretty easy decision, knowing that we have guys that can defend and good athletes. And so we just made it real clear what we wanted. We haven't really tried anything different, and so far the kids have been executing. The first few games, you know, we went through film and okay guys, this is what we're supposed to be doing, what happened here. And so they've watched it, and now they're, hopefully they keep getting a little, there's definitely room for improvement. But I think a big part of that too defensively is Ryan Augustine and Connor Kraft. Those two guys can really play some nice defense, especially Connor on the perimeter, and Ryan has really done a lot better job this year down in the post, kind of taking care of the lane and being a more of a force in there than he was last year. So that helps a ton that those guys have stepped up defensively and kind of held things together. And then you throw Keaton Logan in there. He's another nice defensive player. And so seems like this year we got probably, you know, three solid defensive players on the floor at all times. And like I said, Keaton and Drake have really come along our ways, and they're still working on it, and hopefully they keep getting better.
And man-to-man defense, I know some of the best man teams are always, filled with guys who are intense. You talk about the athleticism. They're obviously athletic as well, but they're intense. They get up in your grill, and they're just flat-out annoying on the defensive end to deal with. You guys seem to be very annoying on the defensive end. We saw that last night against Trinity Christian. How important is that intensity, and how have you guys seen that out of you when you're playing some tight defense?
Well, that's what we want to be. We want to be annoying. That's exactly what the good word for it. But when we get against the bigger teams, the bigger size, the Remsens with the bigger kids and the Hartley, you know, we need to have that perimeter defense out there, which we can do to help our bigs inside take care of their bigger players. And hopefully we can put pressure on their guards and get used to doing that so that, it'll help your big boys inside. It'll help the bigs inside to kind of control things and try to stop drives so you're not sending a driver down inside where Ryan has to come off and help, and you got to get your rotation. But if we can stop them out top, I think we have a little better chance of stopping some big players that we're going to see here in the near future.
And that's going to be important too with Ryan. You talk about him and the importance of his improvement, and obviously Gabe Wilchin. You talk about him a lot as well out of the off the bench for you guys. As a former post, I know your ability to rebound and your post presence down low was not up to your standards last year. This year, how proud are you of the improvement that Ryan and Gabe have made and the concerted effort they've made to be stronger down in the paint?
Yeah, they really have. Those guys both hit the weight, and Carter Kellen comes in and gives me a few minutes every quarter for a few minutes every half or whatever for Ryan, give him a break. And Carter steps in, and he has the ability to do the same thing. You know, he's a big kid, a little bigger this year. Like I said, they've all hit the weight room really well, and they're bigger and stronger, and that's huge when you're going against 6'7", when you're outsized. I mean, we're going to go against some 6'7", 6'8", 6'6", kids, and, you know, and we have to be able to hold our ground. There's nothing we can do about making them taller, so we have to use our quickness and our anticipation trying to equalize that just a bit.
Mike Langle with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. Obviously, the starters and your top players off the bench all making an impact, all guys we've talked about at length now. But I've loved the ability to see the guys coming off the bench. You get a comfortable lead. You get big enough of a lead in the contest, and you can start emptying your bench and start getting guys varsity minutes. We saw that at length last night against Trinity. Those guys do a lot for you, and I know they don't get the recognition they deserve for making your starters better in practice. For their ability to do that in practice, how crucial and how important is it to reward them with some valuable minutes like they got last night?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important. Guys like Zane Wieland and, like I mentioned, Carter Kellen and Landon Ryder and Jackson Kramer, who's been injured now, but he gave us some great defensive minutes against our first team, and I'm missing somebody in there. But those next five kids that stepped in there have really done a great job of that practice, and every year you have those kids, and this year is exceptional with the quality of players we have to step into that role position, you might say, as a good practice defender or offensive guy, and then sit on the bench and support your team during a game, and you might get a minute or two here or there, and that's important. That sometimes they don't realize that, but it's important as a team to be there and be ready to play, and they step on the court and they're ready. They're ready to go, and they don't make many mistakes, and that's really nice.
Coach, this is a great point of the season for you. 5-0, now nearly a quarter of the way through the basketball season. It's kind of crazy that we're already this far. As a 5-0 team, I'm sure a lot of people probably think, well, they got things figured out. They're pretty set in stone. I know as a coach, you're never satisfied. You always are able to pick out some things. What are some things that you know, you guys could probably do a little bit better in still, and still have room for growth in yet?
Oh shoot! There's all kinds of things. Maybe more little things. I think Coach Ryan and I have been a little bit more nitpicky than we have in past years. Just small little things that make a big difference. Like Coach Wilchenoy says, you know, on the offensive end, the guy that scores, it's because of another player doing something else that gives that guy the nice open shot or the nice driving lane to the bucket. And we're looking beyond the drive to the bucket. We're looking past that and looking to see what can Ryan do at this situation that maybe seals the guy off, or what can we do is setting a screen, a back screen or flex cut or whatever it may be. We're trying to keep challenging them. I told them the other day in practice, we're going to keep challenging you offensively and defensively to get better. And every practice I try to bring one thing in there in a practice that challenges them a little to do something maybe a little different, maybe get out of their comfort zone. But you never know. We might need that sometime down the road.
Absolutely, and the times I've talked to you, it seems like they've responded to those challenges. They've, whatever the challenge may be on a given night, or I guess whenever it's happening on practices, the fact that they listen and that they respond to those challenges. I mean, what does that tell you about the team you've got? Especially because they're going to be challenged. They're going to be challenged by, you know, people that aren't you, your opponent, whoever it may be. The fact that they respond to those challenges and execute on them well, what does that say about them?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just the type of kids we have this year. we can credit their parents, you know, and the bringing up they've brought, that they're a good listening bunch. And you might say we have no drama on the team. Drama is a big word these days.
Yep.
And so we have that behind us, and we don't have anything like that going on. And it just makes them a better team, because they're all good friends and they get along. I've mentioned that a lot of times. I know I kind of repeat myself on that, but it's what it is. It's part of why we're 5-0. But I think we have a lot of challenges coming up. We have a lot of big teams we have to play yet this year, and we're going to have everybody on that same page in order to get some wins out of some of those other bigger teams that we got in our future and into next year.
Yeah, and some of those are coming up right away here in the next week and a half or so, Coach. I know a couple of long road trips up to Lake Park and to Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn, and then you get Remsen, St. Mary's to finish off 2022 anyway. What do you just want to see out of your guys here in the three games you've got, two on the road, one with St. Mary's at home? What do you want to see out of them to finish this calendar year strong, to you know, probably get the best taste in your mouth heading into the Christmas holiday break, so that you can take a lot heading into 2023?
Well, just the same kind of play when the going gets tough, which it's going to get tougher, that they're playing good basketball. They're still playing together as a team. We're still shooting the ball well, and if we're doing all those things, you know, win or lose, we just work on that and build for the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And if we can get that done and get a couple three victories out of it, that'd be awesome. But realistically, you know, we just got to do what we got to do the best we can and put them on the floor. If they're giving you 110% and doing what they need to do, that's all we can do. And hopefully by the end of the year, we've got that down to a nice mixture, and we have a nice successful tournament run.
I hope so as well. It's a good start to the year. We hope it keeps going as long as possible. Coach, we always appreciate your time, and best of luck to you guys in the upcoming week.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for covering us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike. That's Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball in the KLEM Coaches Corner. Take a break, and we'll wrap up this hour after this on KLEM Radio.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamars. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamars, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
We're back on another edition of the KLEM Coaches Corner to wrap up the hour. Daniel Versteg with you. My thanks as always to the head boys basketball coaches in town, Lamars Community Head Coach Dave Irwin and Galen Catholic Coach Mike Langle, for their time to tell you about their teams and to give you the insight that you so want as a fan, and the ability to follow them as a outstanding fan. So thanks again to the coaches for joining us on the Coach's Corner, as they do every other week throughout the year. Unfortunately, with the holiday schedule,
we probably won't get to talk with those fellas again for nearly a month. I think the next time we'll talk with them will be January 7th due to Christmas Eve following on a Saturday, and then it's New Year's Eve on that Saturday. We don't want to bother them on the holiday. It's a long enough basketball season. We want to make sure they enjoy the holiday season as much as possible. So we'll pick up the boys' coaches' corner again coming up January 7th. We'll have the girls on one girls' coaches on one more final time coming up next week on the 17th, and then we'll have the rotation throughout January and February, of course, as we do throughout the year. This Coach's Corner program is brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Coming up this week, as far as broadcasting is concerned on KLAM Radio, we'll bring you, I believe we're going to have three dates of basketball for you this coming week. Coming up on Tuesday, Galen Catholic heads to Harris Lake Park. That's going to be a Wargo Conference basketball doubleheader. We'll have all the action for you on KLAM Radio. That Harris Lake Park boys team, much improved, by the way. It's going to be a fun contest up in Lake Park. Girls will look for a chance to bounce back after the tough loss to Trinity Christian last night. So we'll have that contest for you on KLAM Radio. We'll hope to provide a KLAM Radio video stream as well on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. So look out for a link to that. Coming your way on Friday next week, we'll have our first Lamar's Community Home Basketball Contest. The Bulldogs hosting Sioux City North in a basketball doubleheader in Missouri River Conference play. We'll have all the action for you right here on KLAM Radio. And then coming up Saturday, a good opportunity. The Lamar's Community girls will head across state lines. They'll head to North Sioux, and they'll take on Dakota Valley for a girls-only contest. We should have the coverage for you on KLAM Radio of that. That should be a good opportunity to see really how the Bulldog girls stack up against some very solid competition. That Dakota Valley team has always been solid. They've always been able to put up some good teams. And so we'll look forward to having that contest on our airwaves Saturday. Then we'll have a couple of games. I believe we got one on Monday the following week and one on Tuesday to finish off the schedule before the Christmas break. We will have all of these contests coming up on our winter sports broadcast schedule page. That's under the sports tab. Click on KLAM winter sports broadcast schedule. And at the top of that page, that will tell you the next time we're on the air with KLAM Radio Sports. So look forward to those. It's a great time of year. It's basketball season. It's a fun time, and we have games nearly every night throughout the week. It's great. So that's going to do it here for another edition of the KLAM Coach's Corner. Again, we'll be talking with the girls' coaches coming up next Saturday, and then we will have a couple-week break over the holidays to let the teams and coaches reset and recharge for the run through January and February. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in. For all of us at KLAM Radio and for KLAM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.